case is 9700. They shaded out Park where they wanted to put the double wide end long or side, crossways. Anybody want to look at that again? A little controversy on how many trailers are in there, sideways and crossways.
You know, there's not. If doesn't is I think irrelevant if they're sideways or not. The majority, with the exception I think we heard of two, meet the setback requirements. You know, it might be difficult, as originally we thought. I mean, you know, double wides are 60-foot long. You know, it's hard to find them shorter than that. And if there wasn't county sewer coming in, that might be, you know, that would be a consideration. But they're not going to be able to or need to use their septic in the future. That allows them to meet setback requirements much more easily. Fortunately, they've already moved it from the property. Of course, we don't know how long it would hold them from, you know, before sewer gets in there. It's tough one because there's quite a few other lots that are only 75 wide. My concern would be setting a precedent.
Like you said earlier,
yeah,
not even that door open now.
I'd venture to say that the ones that are turned, you know, without going and looking at it, but the ones that are parallel to the road, probably on those wider lots.
If you're interested in seeing, without even going down to the site, since it's a SOAR project, there's been aerial photos flown with tax maps over them, overlaid on the photos, and we can get them from engineering in a day. And you can see how many there were. But as you said, it's not necessarily a point because they might all meet setback requirements.
Right.
But we can do that if you want it, rather than have to ride down there and look at it. We can supply that information.
What would anybody have any idea of when the city or the county sewer was going to be available to these folks?
Yeah, we can. That information, we can get a plus or minus from engineering on status of the construction activity that's taking place. If they're saying spring, construction has already taken place. It's just not complete.
Right. I think that should be part of our consideration.
Yeah. I guess the only other question I have then, if with that in consideration as far as the sewer system coming in, what do you have to do to this field drain to get it renovated or out of the way? Or
most of the time you just pull everything out, fill it, and you're done.
Just fill it with filter.
Yep. I'm not sure what they do with the field, but on the tank has to, the tank is and not necessarily
pumped,
removed. It's pumped out and then filled in some cases, and a lot of times they're removed.
Yeah, a lot of times drain fields, you just, you know, if you want to leave it,
pump them right out and fill them.
You know, if you're going to,
I guess
I don't think I would put a house on top of one.
Well, I guess that was my question. If we denied this because of the sewer, you know, as you stated, the old mobile's gone. Well, then we're restricting them a little bit longer about, you know, before they can do anything with this one, setting it long ways.
I would think, you know, the only restriction would be a few weeks to yank the pipes out and fill it. And
that was my question, I guess.
Because you typically fill with sand, and that settles very, very easily. So, I'd make a motion that we table case number 9700 until January 8th and ask the office to check with engineering to give us some idea of when county sewer will be available.
I have a second. Been regularly moved and seconded to table case number 9700 till January 8th to give the office an opportunity to check into the dates that the sewer is expected to be installed or completed and get back to us. All those in favor, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.